Bank of Cardiff, Matthew speaking.
Yeah, I got a voice message from you talking about equipment financing and working capital. I was curious about the equipment financing and if you could tell me a little bit more about it and how the program works.
Yeah, absolutely. Called the right place. May I ask who's calling?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. How's your day going?
It's all right.
Yeah.
How's yours?
It's okay. Doing okay. So what's your business? What do you guys do?
What we do is I deal with vending machines. I have them all over the country, actually. And, you know, just want to expand a little bit more and actually replace some of the older ones with newer ones. And just wanted to see what you guys could do for me.
Sure. So, I mean, it sounds like we're looking to some equipment financing. You're looking at some machines, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you thinking of getting some new ones? Are you thinking of getting some used ones?
I would like the most modern ones possible. They seem to be more popular with folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. They stand out a little bit.
And just because you can use different methods to pay for stuff as well, as opposed to, you know, throwing change in there and hoping the dollar slider thing works too.
Yeah, more efficient, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are you, I mean, is there anyone new that's going to be operating the equipment, or it's just basically...
You know, I may have someone that, depending on location, that would go by and possibly service them or just look after them maybe once a month or thereabouts, just to make sure they're not vandalized and, you know, restock, things of that nature.
Sure, sure. Okay, and when do you think you need it by?
You know, the sooner the better. I just think that the sooner that I can update these machines, the more money that I'll be making.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have like a deadline that you're trying to get it in?
Not necessarily a deadline. I'm just kind of shopping around. I receive these mailers all the time about equipment financing and stuff like that. So I just wanted to see, you know, what was available for me out there and, you know, what kind of rates I could get.
Gotcha. So you've been thinking about it for a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Since the beginning of the year, but it just seems like right now would be the optimal time to kind of pull the trigger on this.
Okay, yeah. So, okay. Gotcha. I got what you mean. I mean, do you guys have, do you have an idea of how much this thing costs?
Well, I want to replace upwards of 20 to 30 machines.
Oh.
They run about anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000 a piece.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And
they're kind of scattered all over the U.S.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you're nationwide, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. So you guys must be doing pretty good, and it sounds like you're growing.
Yeah, you know, it started out as just kind of a side business, and, you know, it's just picked up exponentially. So I just, you know, dropped my day job and just kind of focusing on this and kind of making this my full-time gig.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is your expected return of investment on some of these?
You know, on each machine, in the course of a month, I could probably, you know, the amount of that revenue I collect from each machine is upwards of, geez, I know a good machine in a good spot, maybe $10,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I gotta get this business.
Yeah, so you can see why, you know, I just want to put more and more out there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, do you have like a quote or an invoice on what's gonna come?
Yeah, you know, because it's not just like one type of vending machine. There's different items, obviously, you'll be vending.
Okay.
Food items to, you know, maybe, you know, sports items and things like that. So even non-consumables, if people need Band-Aids or, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I'm kind of looking at.
I see. Okay.
So, you know, like your typical soda machine, I think the last time I looked, it runs me about $5,000 to $8,000. But then these more modern machines that, you know, would be vending other things besides food items, they can go upward between $10,000 to $20,000 just because all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And different payment options. And now they're online, so you can, you know, pay that way. So there's an internet connection involved and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I mean, it sounds like you have a good idea of the cost. Do you have a vendor that you work with specifically?
I don't. I always tend to shop around and you know, look for the better rate out there.
Yeah.
You know, where do you guys start as far as rates are concerned?
Yeah, no, good question. I mean, well, it kind of depends upon what you look like on paper at the end of the day. But we have, think of like a traditional loan, you know, like a typical car loan. You have a 2 to 5 year plan, monthly payments. The rates typically will start generally in the mid single digits.
Like
4 to 5, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it just really comes down to how you look. I mean, how would you say your credit fares?
You know, mid 600s, but I was curious, would I have to take a 5 year term, or can I pick the term that I would want to do?
Yeah, well, the good thing about us, we've got all these programs here. So when we get down to what you look like on paper, we can set you up on what's the best fit for you, and you can choose the program that you want to go into. It could, you know, you'll be definitely on set up on a monthly setup, but
because I'd like to. You know, my plan is this. I'd like to be able to pay them off as quickly as possible. That way I'm not paying on something that, you know, I may have to replace in a couple of years anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to be stuck still paying for it when you replaced it.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make good business sense to me. So I'm just curious if there is some flexibility there, or there are some options to pay off early, or...
Yeah, no, there's some good options. In fact, you know, we got a couple of programs where if you... end up paying it off early, might be able to get you a little discount, or basically an incentive. There's incentives to paying it off early.
Okay. Do you happen to know how the discounts work? Is it like off the principal? Is it off the total? You know, cost of the loan.
Yeah. You know, I'm just more of the sales type of guy on the end. This end, my underwriters and the other side of the departments, they will be able to explain that all to you down the line on how that works. I kind of just get all the information that we need for them, shoot it over to them, and then they'll be able to go ahead and start processing the information and get us an answer in 24 hours type of deal.
Okay. Now, do you guys have vendors that you guys know that you could suggest, or how does this work? You know, if you maybe have like someone good in mind that I should speak with, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely are able to locate, you know, products for our clients. We'll be able to get, you know, touch on that a little later once we get into more of the process that we're going. You know, what I need to do is you know, continue finding a little bit more about you as a business, get the information I need, then we can go ahead and help you out with locating the equipment that you might want, try and find the best deal for you, you know, that type of stuff.
Okay.
So this is what, really your first time looking into financing, but you're kind of just shopping around?
It's not my first time looking into financing. It's just, I don't know, I saw your guys' mailer. It stuck out to me, so I just I'd reach out and you know, see what was available for me out there. Yeah, I get a ton of these each week.
Sure,
a lot of them go into File 13. But you guys had a pretty cool looking envelope, so I wanted to check it out.
Absolutely. You know, have you talked to anybody about anyone else? I mean, what'd they say?
You know, I have worked with my bank in the past, but it just seems like, I don't know. They want a lot of information. They don't really work at a quick pace. It's just like at their own steady, you know, not even a steady pace, like at their own pace.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very frustrating, especially when you're trying to keep a business afloat.
Oh, yeah, especially when you got you know, you're trying to get it done soon. The bank can take so long sometimes.
I don't understand it.
I hear ya. So, I mean, would you say your credit's like good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
I'd say somewhere in the middle, kind of just dealing with the after effects of a divorce and, you know, having half my crap taken, and, you know, I don't want to bore you with the details, but I'm a little bit bitter.
I hear you. I completely understand. So, but you know what? Have no fear. You know, we have programs that help credit tiers from A to D. Mm-hmm. it's great. We, you know, we'll definitely be able to help you out and get you a good program.
So my credit definitely wouldn't be an issue, you'd say, if it's somewhere around 630, 640?
You know, we'll be able to work with you. Yeah. No, you're. No, we even work with people who have gone through a bankruptcy.
Really?
Yeah. So we got it from A to D. That's what we really dedicated to helping businesses from small to medium, you know, especially after since that financial crisis that took place in 2007.
Don't get me started.
I hear you, right? So, you know, that's our specialty. You know, we got programs that'll work out for you. And then, you know, once we get everything together, we'll be able to find the best match for you. At the end of the day, you can pick out, you know, what you think is the good fit for you. You know, so go ahead.
Now, is this, you know, me wanting to get the amount of vending machines that I'm looking for, is this something new to you guys, or is this something you guys do on a, you know, daily basis? You know,
it
won't be difficult.
No, it won't be difficult at all. I mean, the process is real simple with us. We deal with large accounts to, you know, small accounts. Name it, we've done it. You know, I got a guy who's looking for a dump truck, cost $190,000. We're gonna set him up, get that machine to him within a couple of days.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's something we like. We have a good. Good knowledge about, and we're pretty informed on how to get it done for our customers. I mean, you go on Google, you'll see quite the amount of good reviews, up to 5 stars. Just people just loving how we got them their vehicles or equipment. It's just, yeah, we've done a pretty good job, I'd say.
Cool. How long have you guys been doing the equipment financing?
Well, the equipment financing is what we kind of started out doing. We've been in business for a total of 13 to 14 years, I want to say, and got started doing that, and then since the crisis happened, we brought in the working capital side of things so that people can access some cash. But that's our bread and butter with equipment financing. That's what we specialize in. We've been doing for over 13 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, let me ask
you. It makes me feel a little bit better about the everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not dealing with just some startup. You know, we've gone through the 5-year tornado. We got to the eye of the storm, and everything has calmed down, and we're profiting, we're building, we're growing, and, you know, we're definitely looking good. Things are good over here. So, I mean, I was just curious. I mean, so you're looking for all these machines, mm-hmm. quite a bit. I mean, what's going to happen if you can't, you know, you don't get the financing for it?
You know, I already have machines in place. It's just a matter of I'm just trying to make as much money as possible. I mean, they're not going to not make money. I just my thought process is this, you know, with more modern abilities, people can pay with debit cards and, you know, whatever, do PayPal through these machines.
Yeah.
You know, it's more options. I'm going to make more money that way instead of people fiddling around for change and dollar bills. Yeah. It just makes it a lot more convenient. So I just was thinking that having these more modern machines, you know, would help me with that. Just basically, I'm trying to retire early.
Yeah, I hear you. Definitely. So, I mean, yeah, that sounds like got a good handle on things. This will definitely help you out. So, I mean, from the sound of it, our equipment finance program should probably be a great fit for you. What I'd like to do, shoot over a quick app to you.
Yeah, what do you need from me?
Well, I just need a 1-page application. The process is so simple. 1-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. With that information.
I didn't do this year's tax return yet.
Not a problem. Send what you got. Did you do last year's?
Still kind of working on that.
No problem. We'll figure everything out once we'll take it step by step. So send what you got. You know, if you got, take the 6 month statements, take the application, try and get that tax return done quicker than you can. And we'll go ahead and we'll start the process. This way, you know, we can still figure some things out. We'll circle back and get that.
Okay. And then, you know, what else are you going to need from me? Is there anything else?
No, I mean, you guys take credit card payments for your clients?
No, well, you know, because we do the debit card in the machines themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's the case, you know, why don't you go ahead and just send your last 4 months of merchant statements just in case?
Okay.
Just want to make sure I don't have to keep calling you every day. Just say, oh, we need this, we need that. Let's just get it all done up front. This way, we've got everything the underwriters need.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So what's a good email I can shoot this list over, application over?
I guess you can shoot it to my personal. It's Bill, B-I-L-L dot B-I-X-B-Y.
Uh-huh.
At vendacrossamerica.com.
Great. Great. Awesome. And what's a good time to follow up with you, Bill?
You know what? This is usually a good time. I'm not going to be available tomorrow. But Friday, you can reach out to me like around 10-ish. I'm usually doing paperwork at that time in my office. So that would be the most opportune time.
Great. Yeah. Sounds good to me. I'll be available. I'll give you a call around 10-ish Friday. So, I mean, once you get everything on your end, just go ahead and put it together and shoot me an email or fax it over, whatever's easiest for you.
And then how quickly is the turnaround? Like, say I get approved for this stuff, for these machines, all 30 of them. How quickly can, you know, you can pay off my vendors to, so I can get those machines or have them delivered?
Well, that's great. Yeah, good question. I mean, I was going to say, you know, we'll be able to get you an answer on the financing in 24 hours. And then if everything looks good to you and you think this is a good setup for you, we'll get your equipment within a few days. You know, I mean, the worst up to 5 days, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're pretty good. We have a great turnaround. This is what we do. So we'll be able to help you out. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good. You know, I appreciate your time today. What was your name?
Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew. I look forward to that email. And, you know, I'll gather that stuff for you. I try to get it back to you as quickly as possible. I'm excited, man. I want to get on those machines, and I want to retire.
We want you to retire, too. That's great to hear. Congratulations on even thinking about that.
I appreciate it, man.
Of course.
But don't let me keep you. Sure. You know, I'll get that information, and we'll talk soon from there. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.